Dropout Podcasts.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Erotic Book Club, the book club where we read erotic books. You can listen to us wherever you listen to podcasts. You can watch us on CH2 a couple weeks later than you can on our favorite place to check us out, which is on Dropout. If you subscribe to Dropout, you can be the first to hear not only this podcast, you can watch all of our podcasts, Tales from the Closet.
Tales from the Clogs.
Tales from the Clogs.
it's a big dance podcast.
The College Humor podcast. We also have great shows. Total Forgiveness is maybe over by now by the time you're watching this. But go back and watch it all again. We got Rank Room. Lots of fun things on there. So, and plus, with Dropout, you can be a part of the Discord, which we love in Erotic Book Club because it really makes it feel like you guys are a part of our book club. We have some of our favorite moments. You guys were really into my glasses rant.
I loved it. Some huge love for Jess standing up for all glasses wearers everywhere. So thank you. Thank you. Yes. Teo included. We had some pitches for Mr. Vegetable erotic fiction. I don't hate it.
I am truly in love with Mr. Vegetable. If I had a storyline at College Humor where we kind of met and like dated, like in the background of videos.
Perfect.
I'd be very happy.
Write it.
We also had some bear facts in there.
Oh my God. Yeah. We had some definitive or not definitive answers on what to do if you find a bear. So if you subscribe to Dropout, you can find out what to do if you ever encounter a bear. And if you don't, you could get killed.
It was very funny because we got two people who felt very sure that they were right with totally different answers. So it is just like you are sitting here with us.
It's sort of subjective. Like what you do when you see a bear, it's like kind of up to interpretation. It's up to the viewer.
I don't think so, right?
Yeah.
Well, there are different kind of bears. If it's a black bear, can tell it to fuck off. If it's a brown, like a grizzly bear, you're dead.
Right.
End of story.
Wow. What about a polar bear?
You just hug it and give it a little kiss.
Same with a panda bear and a koala.
Same with a panda, you give him a little smack on his hangy knee.
Aww. Yeah.
So those are the bear rules.
Yeah.
But now's not the time to talk about bears. Now is the time to talk about Alfie, the graphic novel that we looked at this week.
By In Case.
And we brought some experts with us as always because it's a little challenging looking at material without having maybe an expert eye.
Yeah.
So we are so happy with us to have an ear expert with us. Please welcome Allie.
Hi. Thank you so much.
So Allie, please talk about your ear expertise and how it could apply here.
I know you have two ears.
I have two ears. Honestly, that's kind of the start and stop of my expertise.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
I was born actually with two ears.
Awesome.
Wow. And but actually more so than that, if you look up like your zodiac sign, it will tell you like your erogenous zone.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
And my main erogenous zone it would be Cancer, but I am an Aquarius rising, which is ears.
Wow. Okay, so there's a lot of ear stuff that's like really relevant to you.
Yeah, a lot of years spent and dedicated to ears.
Yeah, a lot of ears spent.
Mm-hmm. Ears spent on ears.
Ears.
Mm-hmm. Right. And for those of you maybe not familiar with Alfie, this is very important because Alfie, the lead character, is a halfling with giant ears.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So this is going to really come into play.
Yes. And we also have another expert here. Please introduce yourself.
My name is Teo Yang, and I am a halfling expert.
Great.
Wow. Yes.
This is going to be really crucial because a lot of our main characters are halflings,
yes.
Sort of elf types.
I don't know anything about like elves or humans or orcs. I don't know anything about that, but halflings, I definitely,
that's your
the melding of a human and an elf, I know everything about.
Well, if you want to talk about the melding of a human and an elf,
oh boy, here we go.
That's all I was looking at.
Beautiful segue. For those of you, if you did not have a chance to read Alfie, I'll give you a couple of the characters. It's a little bit of a denser story, so we have a couple to follow along.
And just as a heads up, because this was so long, we wanted to make it so it was a little easier to read along. So we read up until the end of chapter 5. We realized that there are things that happen beyond that, given that it goes longer.
Yes.
But just so that it wasn't an unreasonable ask.
On the Discord this morning, I did see everyone being like, oh, they're not going to get to chapter 6. That's where the shit goes down.
And we are so sorry.
We have no idea what shit goes down. We only know what we know.
I can kind of guess, honestly.
Allie's got an ear for that kind of thing. Yeah. Their ears are tingling.
I'm just so turned on.
Allie, it's a word work.
Whoa. Anytime we get extra horny today, we have to wiggle our ears. All right, we have Alfie, our main halfling, kind of like hot teen halfling.
Yeah.
We have Melly, her naughty BFF.
Yeah.
We always got to have one of those.
Yeah, very freckly, freckle-ridden.
And a redhead. And redheads are always extra naughty and butts.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
They go either way, right?
It is true.
Oh, it's like you're either the perfect
Anne of Green Gables or like.
She was described as like, or Alfie got mad. I was like, that damn redhead.
Yes.
Because
it was hard to tell because it was black and white, so I wasn't quite sure.
Yeah,
I thought her hair was gray.
I feel like the
most annoying thing about some people who are redheaded is that they talk about how they're the biggest minority. Have you guys ever known someone like that?
That is 100% true.
Isn't that insane?
I have had redheaded people say that. How do you fucking say that to somebody?
I'm like, sure, but that's not the context that we use the word like minority.
No,
right,
but I kind of, I totally get it because like in my family, I'm sort of the minority because I have red hair.
Yeah.
And everyone else in my family has strawberry blonde hair.
I'm like, yeah, I bet you've been arrested unjustly.
Yeah, you know, sometimes.
Yeah, I'm sure that's happened to you.
Yeah.
So Melly, our minority in the book. Marco, a human dude. Gene, another human dude who's kind of douchier, is how we differentiate those two. Marco is like our main dude. Yeah. Gene's his douchey friend.
Yeah, with a beard.
Vera is Alfie's mom, and she's a leather worker.
Yeah. Spicy meatballs.
Oh, we
meatballs.
Should have had a leather expert.
Oh. Well, Teo, isn't there something?
Dabble in both?
I do a little bit of leather.
How much leather do you own, honestly?
I own an entire cow's worth.
Teo!
Sorry, in that's cows. Where they come from.
In cows, how
that's
many?
Comes from. As an expert, he knows.
Wow, that's incredible.
Yep. We have Derek, Alfie's father.
Or
Vera's
is
husband.
We don't know.
We have how do we say we're going to say
I say Mr. Alduin.
Yes.
Alduin.
Yeah.
That feels right. Alduin.
Like an andouille sausage.
A fancy, gorgeous elf that I can't wait to talk about. And then maybe we'll get to Lydia. She's a hottie with some armpit hair.
She's the only woman of color.
Yeah. Well, what about Melly?
Yeah, sorry. I forgot. They bind together
this
in unity.
This is what we're talking about, right?
This is oppression.
I mean, this
is erasure.
Red is a color.
Red is a color. I have hair of color.
I can't believe I share a podcast.
An Irish woman of color.
All right. Chapter one.
Sorry, did you also say Mrs. Farnham, I think?
Oh, is that B?
Yeah.
The gossip?
The gossip who is a monster.
Yeah. Do you have a lot to say about her?
I mean, she was just a classic, like, man, you have a sad life and you're just mad at everyone.
The town gossip that's like, really likes to rub shit in people's faces.
Yes.
All right. So, and her.
We all know.
I didn't even remember her. There's a lot of people.
She's like if an internet troll, it's like pre-internet.
Yeah.
She just was that, like,
she's okay magazine or like Perez Hilton.
Yeah. She's the Perez Hilton of the square
of Pickering.
All right. Chapter one. We see Alfie is our first panel, and she is so beautiful. I think the way that women are drawn, like everyone is very pretty. It is a little hard to distinguish who's who.
Yes.
But I do think that their faces are very pretty and pleasing.
Yeah.
Alfie is looking through the woods, and we see a halfling in a barn that she's looking at with a human man.
Yeah.
And panel two, right away, they are going at it.
Yeah. they're
yeah
dicks out on the table, yeah. proverbially.
I love it. It gets right into
it,
like,
does,
yeah,
get right
media
into
res
it.
You know,
yeah. I feel like they read, in case read, like a screenwriting book, yes, or like, you know, like Save the Cat or whatever, yes, and was like, start with the sex,
yeah,
you know?
Start in the first 10
you
panels,
you gotta hook them, yeah, in, yeah, with the sex.
Well, yeah, you instantly learn about Alfie too. She's kind of like intrigued but scared by it. She like, yeah, wants, yeah, to look, but, yeah, she knows that like her friend is, we find out that that's her friend Melly, yeah, our redhead. Yeah, we kind of get a glimpse into all of their characters, yeah, instantly.
It's like a no-no too, right? To like, yeah, have, yeah, to be hooking up with a human. Oh, full, yeah,
you would
human
know. Yes, halfling.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's a that will become like a quarterling, so I don't know anything about that.
Right. Yeah, you, it's forbidden, yes, in Pickering, I guess, to for a halfling and a human to be together. And what is it? It's a elven caravan just like visiting the village for a temporary amount of time, and they're forbidden from, right, hooking up with the humans.
Yes, mm-hmm, and forbidden from hooking. We have one rule and one rule, yeah, only.
No ass play with the humans. I really thought like, oh, maybe I'll be able to read some of this in public. Like, I'll at least get to the first sex scene, and then like very first cell, yeah, I was like, okay, I gotta like read, yes, this.
I just had no time, so I had to read it at work, yeah, and I was so, I think, oh, it kind, yeah, of tainted, yes, my enjoyment of reading the book, yeah, because it was so much like trying to cover it up, yeah, and being nervous that like our CEO is gonna walk right,
well,
behind,
yeah,
me.
Here's my two kids, just
is
bringing
that a
them
gaping
to work.
Asshole?
Here's a College Humor fan. Could you sign could something? You sign? Someone's just like busting in the mouth.
Yeah, yeah. There's a they're very graphic blowjob scene.
Yes, yes, and it's much different to see it than it is to read
it,
for sure.
Because you're getting all the visceral imagery rather than the metaphor. And we get a lot of metaphor in the erotica we've read.
Yeah.
But you're really, this is just a,
yeah,
fucking giant dick in a mouth.
Yeah, right off the bat. Yeah, I was right just like, okay, bat, so he's twice her size.
Yes.
It's right, just like very hentai style, yeah, like giant dick, yeah, that you're like, okay, that I'm like physically that wouldn't,
for sure,
fit, right?
Yeah.
It's just,
yeah,
like, okay.
It's like when you were reading the Harry Potter books and then now you're seeing the Harry Potter books. You're like, that's
Teo,
not,
it's exactly like that.
Yeah.
It's
like Dumbledore's giant dick. It's like, yeah, Dumbledore did not have that big of a dick.
Yeah. And now and we know that. Like,
I imagine
now,
I have a normal.
But I, you know, you see the dick you want to see when,
yeah,
you're reading it.
Yeah. It's true.
And when I was reading, I was like, I thought this dick had like blue eyes, and then you like watch it and you're like, oh my God, it's got green eyes. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my God.
He also, Gene, says a phrase that I hate, which he says, you could go toe to toe with one of the best of the mainland's whores.
Yeah.
There's a lot of that kind, yes, of talk from Gene, which immediately pegs him as a shitty dude.
Gene is for sure a shithead. He also, like, kind of nudges, forces her into anal.
Yes.
Like, everything, yes, between them sees like it's a bit of forcing her, but then as you learn a bit more about their relationship, it seems like that's what they get off on, yeah, too. A lot of the book is like, yeah, when you're first hearing about relationships and the way people are hooking up, it's like, is this okay? But it seems like they're figuring out what they want and like,
yeah,
or you realize that that is things that get them off.
Yeah, and I guess in order for them to prep to say, oh, this person's figuring out what they like, you have to be like, no, I don't want that first. But when you do that, it makes it seem like, ew, are they being,
yeah,
like made to do something they don't want to do?
Yeah.
No, totally. Yeah, the whole, totally, vibe was very like, like, just, like, very predatory,
yeah,
like, first-time hookup, which you're like, that's real. That,
yeah,
happens,
yeah,
for sure,
yeah.
There's a whole power dynamic, because it's, like, the village where these halflings,
yeah,
live is, like, a kind of, like, a shithole, or, like,
yeah,
it's, like, a backwater village, and the caravan's, like, all, like, rich and coming in and,
yeah,
just, like, they're the halflings want to sell stuff to them. So
yeah,
whole,
yeah. And the halflings are always like, oh, I want this whole like life outside of here in this world that I haven't seen, or at least like our main ones,
yes,
do.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, it's kind of like these rich people come along and,
yeah,
you just don't want them to take advantage of these people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It made me think of like in high school, if like there was like one friend of mine who would hook up with like bands. that were nearby.
Yeah.
And it's just very like tour life. Like, don't get attached.
The humans are the band. Yeah.
I'm only here for one night.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah. And that's in here too. Of like,
yeah, fully.
Yeah. Don't get attached to me. Attached. I'm not your boyfriend.
And you think you're gonna like marry that person? Like, go on the road with them?
Even
like,
in the year 1147, all the dynamics are the same.
Although Alfie does have a great response to that later. She's like, I don't give a shit. Like, yeah. I don't think that we're gonna hook up forever. So I think the women are top of intelligence here. So they do it. There's also, we see it for the first time in this first sex scene, but it happens throughout. And something that I was truly mesmerized by, you see the inner workings of the penetration. Mm-hmm. So it's almost like a doctor,
like a diagram,
the penis inside of the vagina and a little squirt of cum at the top.
Like you're watching a commercial for antacid or something and it like shows what it looks like when it goes down.
Yeah. But at the same time as someone's like eating it, then you can see like the x-ray of their eating the antacid. Yeah,
that particular cell of when she was sitting on like that person's face, where it's just like only and then the mouth, and you're like,
yes,
oh, that's cool.
Yeah, I like that.
Okay.
That's the thing. Does it feel, does it feel erotic or does it just feel like art?
Like, wow, that's deep, you know?
Deep,
what is eroticism and art?
Right.
Yeah. I was like, I'm not looking at this. There's nothing about this that is making me like horny at all, but it is very interesting to look at and something that I've never thought about and something it's like, what brain does enjoy this? Is there someone who's like, oh God, I love seeing it inside. This is so great.
I do think it's cool because it is like, you can only see this in like a graphic novel.
Yes, you're using the medium.
You're fully using the medium. It's like these two like images like on top of each other like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally.
Hot.
Hot. So they finish, Gene and Melly, and then we realize as the halfling is watching on, there's a human next to her that she kind of gets like scared by, and this is Marco. So we're in chapter two now. Marco is, or maybe this isn't chapter two. Sorry.
Ish. Chapter two.
Chapter two ish. Yeah.
There was a chapter 1.5 in there.
Oh,
chapter 1.5.
You were like, we're only reading five chapters. And I finished chapter one and went to 1.5. Yeah. And I was like, fuck.
And then 1.75.
Yeah. She's scared by this dude. The dude kind of gives her vibes like, oh, hey, cutie. But then the two halflings run off. And we find out about they're in the caravan and this and that.
Yes.
We go back into town. Alfie goes and meets this older woman who's working on leather, and we find out that this is her mom.
Vera. Mm-hmm.
Vera. And Vera's like very tough, no nonsense. Where have you been? What have you been doing? Get your head out of the clouds.
Yeah.
Alfie doesn't want to get married, and it seems like Vera's okay with that, but she's like, if you're not married, then you gotta work.
Yeah.
And everybody else in the town is like, you need to be married. I think she's 21.
Yes.
Yeah.
So old as shit.
Yeah.
So she's old as shit.
Old maid.
Yeah.
But I don't know how long do halflings live? Maybe that is old.
Ooh, halflings live half as long as humans.
Wow.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, wow.
Right there.
That explains, that must be why they're called halflings.
So yeah, it's a middle age, right? Like 20. If you live 80, they're living 40, so she's right in the middle.
So she's like radiation half-life stuff.
Yes, just like half-life.
Because then their kid will live like a quarter.
Yeah, a quarterling will live till about 20, and then they will die.
So at 10, you're not married.
In the middle of a brisk walk.
Yeah, you're very healthy the entire time.
Yes, humans are in the village. Oh, yeah. So Vera... is working. Alfie goes off, does her own thing, and then this elf comes and visits Vera, and this elf is so hot. Is nobody else into this elf?
Top to bottom, honey.
I think once I got a little more into him at like first glance. I'm like, meh.
Oh, he had me at hello.
Wow.
I loved him. He looks like Daenerys Targaryen, but just like thin, long, and lean.
Ooh, yeah.
Oh, he's so hot.
He has very beautiful eyelashes.
He's gorgeous.
He has like an Andrage thing going on, which I appreciate.
Yes, for sure.
Yeah.
He's a, like the David
Bowie.
Well,
yeah, that was my question, because I'm like, later in the book, are we going to find out they're trans? I'm just like, this person has so much going. What my favorite part about it is... the like watching the like patriarchy melt off of her as she interacts with this person. Yes. She's like, you're a man, but you're soft, you know, and it's just like her own fucking internalized misogyny.
Yeah.
Encountering it.
I agree. That's what I liked that character better as when I was like, oh, you're cool.
Yeah. Is awesome. And when you hear the things that she had been through before and then you see like how Vera was treated, how that affects her, like her mother calling her, oh, you'll just end up being a whore. So it was like she almost had to be anything but, like she couldn't experience anything sexual. Mm-hmm. And then she was trying to protect her daughter and almost in the same way that it sounded like her mother did. But then that was like stinting her daughter as well. I loved this mother-daughter relationship.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes. Super into this story.
During it, I was like, is this an immigrant story?
Oh my God. Alfie is an immigrant story.
I really think
that, like that blowjob scene is sort of like when, like at Ellis Island.
Yes, yes, you know, you come over.
Change your name.
What is your last name?
Please blow Thompson.
Please blow me. What is your last name?
one thing that did happen is in chapter two when we meet Vera, she's like trying to sell like shoes to a human. A human's like, what are these? Like, these shoes are way too small. I was like, I'm a halfling, of course. But when they were selling shoes, because I still didn't really know what world we were in up to this point, and I was like, are these Christmas elves? Are we in like Christmas
Will
world?
You buy a Jack
Santa
in the Box
comes
for me?
Out, rock hard.
Yeah. Because later on, there is just like an image that's just like a sexy image and not like part of the story at all.
Oh,
that was the most shocking thing.
Yes.
Yeah, it was pretty shocking.
It was just Alfie.
Because this person is like uploading art, I guess.
Yes.
And we got
in between.
Just come in and see all of it. But yeah, they... In case uploaded like a Christmas.
I think that was during Christmas break when they didn't have time to keep working on the story, so they were just like, "Here's just a Christmas picture of Alfie."
Yeah.
Teo pointed out that these first five chapters were written over the course of 5 years.
5 years. It's like the first page is like November 2010, and the last page of chapter five is like December 2015.
Wow. I think the panels are truly beautiful. I've read some graphic novels, so I'm somewhat familiar. I think like the light on them is beautiful. Mm. It is a little hard for me to get over how big the titties are because that is just so like out of this world bonkers big.
Yeah.
But I know in that world that is the style, so I tried to get over that a bit. But it is very
huge
jarring.
Boobs, huge dick.
Yeah.
Everything is like, you know, like that kind of hero angle for every dick.
Oh,
like, it's
yes.
Just like, ta-da!
That's
you know?
So funny.
Like Orson, well, like in Citizen Kane.
Yes. But you know what I did like, and I was shocked by, I feel like you never see flaccid dicks in these. And they had a few of those.
They
and
had
it was
a few.
Like, I mean, they were still giant.
Yeah.
It was like, well, we're getting there. But
it was so interesting how it was able to do this balance of like very grotesque, out of this world, like saliva and cum everywhere and giant tits, but then also be very like
pretty
romantic.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like I could feel romance between characters. Like one panel, the flaccid penis reminded me when they're like in a little haystack and they're just cuddling and she's touching his flaccid penis and has like her head on his shoulder. And I was like, this is cute as fuck. Like,
yeah.
Like this nice little post-coital moment.
Yes.
So the elf comes and is like, I want you to make this little thing for me. Discretion is key. And Vera is kind of like, yeah, sure, whatever. She makes it, brings it to his tent. It's a pair of cuffs. And the elf says, okay, well, I want you to put them on me. And she's like, what is going on? You're sick, you're freak, you're perv.
Vera's got extremely strong and very close-minded opinions about almost everything.
Yeah. Yes. She's kind of a cultural thing.
Yes.
Yeah, she's been hardened by being an immigrant to this
place. Yeah.
I'm sick. You know, I'll say it, but I see my mom and Vera.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
I saw some of my mom and Vera because because like her life is like she's so overprotective and it's all about like taking care of your kid and she's not taking time for her own sexuality.
Yeah, and then you find out later her husband took time for his own sexuality.
Yes.
And so it's like, oh, this is her time.
Yeah. Did we all see our moms
sex
in
with
Vera?
David Bowie.
Yeah.
You know what? I feel like everyone in this comic looked like Amy Winehouse. That's
yes.
all
oh
I could
my
see.
God,
yeah.
Right.
Just like another Amy Winehouse.
Yes, Vera looked exactly like Amy Winehouse.
And what? Then it was like, oh, younger Amy Winehouse. Oh, Amy Winehouse with different
Oh,
ears.
Blonde Amy Winehouse.
Yeah. I wonder if this was made at Winehouse height. At the height of Winehouse.
Winehouse height. Everyone's looking at me like I know.
Aren't you our Amy Winehouse expert as well?
I am. I do know that one song.
One love name.
Why don't you sing it?
Oh, beautiful.
All right. Teo knows it. He proved himself. So she, he's kind of doing, he wants to be cuffed behind his back. She slowly, agrees to things that he's asking for. And you realize she's slowly getting more and more into it. And he wants to be degraded, like the disgusting fucking piece of shit that he is.
Ooh, baby.
That's so fascinating to me people like that.
His ears. Yeah. He wants to hear nasty shit.
Yeah, as an ear expert, I will say, yeah, he would be using his ears to hear
interesting.
The nasty shit.
And thank you for the valuable perspective.
My studies have concluded. My favorite part is when he's like, go get lube. And then she's like, there's a dildo in here. Oh, I thought he was a man. Is he a man?
Yes.
You know, it's like, literally, like, take a breath and have fun.
Chill the fuck out. Yeah.
He's so chill about it, too. Like, he loves everything that comes his way. And then at one point when it's questioned, he's like, I'm an elf. I live forever. I'm going to do a little bit of everything. I'm just having some fun.
Yeah.
Like, let's not label things. Let's just chill out.
You know what got annoying to me is, like, all the fucking, like, watchmen...
outside.
Like every time someone was having sex, there was like
somebody outside.
My bro on watch.
Yeah,
you know? And there, and then you hear like their little inner monologue.
Yes,
like, is that okay? Fucker, you know, it's like ugh, gross. Why is like sexuality like a group activity for so many?
Totally,
men? Just like my bro's in there.
There's like voyeurism across the board. There's always, even times when you don't know that someone's watching, you later discover that someone has been watching and listening.
I get, but I feel like voyeurism, especially like when the book starts, she's like kind of like peeking, and I'm like, that's cute. But this kind of like watch bro brings violence into it.
Yeah,
I just like a guy who's like on guard. Like if anything goes down, oh, we'll go in there and beat the shit out of someone.
Or some like weird, because like the way she's watching her friend is like, what is this? Whereas the way the bros sort of watch it is like, nice dude, fuck her hard. Well, they do it. He comes all over. Sorry, she comes all over his face. She sits on him, right?
And this. Mm-hmm. Oh, well, and I believe this is our first sit on the face.
Which
I
which
liked.
Is insane. Yeah. Oh, I love it.
I loved it.
I'm,
it
a
right
fan.
Down.
I'm a fan.
It was hot. It was hot.
She sits the fuck on his face.
And then she wiggles her little butt, and you see the wiggle motion throughout the panels. And I was like, this is so cute.
And he eats the shit out of her.
He's incredible. He's a hero.
He's a hero. She comes all over his face. And
she goes home. Goes all over the hero's face.
Vera's goes home. She's a little conflicted about what's happened. She knows that she likes it, but she's also known that she's done something wrong. She's cheated on her husband.
Yes.
Right.
We see a scene with her husband. And when we meet him kind of earlier on, he's like, oh, I'm going fishing. Oh, I'm doing this. You can kind of tell they have a distant relationship. They haven't done anything in a while. There's a disconnect there.
Right.
It's slowly revealed, as we mentioned, through a flashback that he is gay. And so that there's really never been that connection there.
Right.
They have a classic like parents fighting at the breakfast table of like, you went fishing? Well, you haven't caught fish in 5 years.
Or he's bi,
bad
honestly.
Or what?
He might just be bi.
Yeah.
And like going out there. But I like their whole thing of like just like tired and like I could totally see that. Like an old relationship that's just kind of like reached friend zone.
Totally.
Yeah. Right. I think I got the vibe that he was gay because it felt like they were more friends. But maybe it's just, that their relationship
I think they
has
said that of like can we be friends
yes.
again,
yes.
I think.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And just
yeah.
felt like the caring that he had. I think he maybe feels guilt about yes. what he's doing as well, but yes. he's just like, this is kind of the way it is.
Yes.
Yeah, that super was really... Brokeback Mountain.
Yeah.
Like going on a trip with a friend. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right. It does feel nice in that there wasn't like they were mean to each other. Like, it seems like they do appreciate the life that they have, and it's not like they're, like, throwing dishes at each other or whatever. Like, he's not, totally. Like, shitty or abusive or just, like, cheating. I mean, he is cheating, but...
Yeah. yeah. Everyone's frustrated. Nobody's yes. talking about it because no one can be open about their sexuality. Everyone is living these lives of quiet desperation.
The totally. Immigrant story.
The immigrant story.
And then once off the boat.
After Ellis Island.
Off the boat and onto my knees.
You hide your sexuality immediately. Yeah.
So the next chapter, Alfie goes, is kind of tricked into going on a date with Marco by her friend Melly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right? And Marco, like, it's, I mean, there's some sexual tension in this scene. I liked it. He's showing off his sword.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, there's a great line in here. Because yeah. he's, like, rich, and he says, he's, like, showing off his sword to Alfie. And he says, rich old men who don't need swords compete to have the best ones. And I mm-hmm. went, this is a great line.
Yeah, right?
There are good lines in
this
it.
Is good yeah. commentary.
Yeah.
And she's not so much her because she does have that sexy outfit on underneath her cloak.
Yeah,
like, she's
yes.
a little
she's
shy
up.
About
yes.
going. Yeah.
Yes.
And underneath you kind of get like that little like cup runneth over look.
Yes. yes. Oh, I didn't even mention. So we talked about the boobs briefly for a second, but I drew one because the boobs are sort of these like very long, gigantic sort of things in this
yes.
book. And I liked them, but I didn't like the nipples. And I know we'll get to that a little later. Like maybe, I mean, but like Vera's scene is maybe one of, the, no, Melly's scene in the beginning is the first time you see nipples.
Yeah.
I didn't like the nipples. Can
that
I
looks
say
like that? A chicken cutlet.
That looks delicious.
That
thank
looks delicious.
Yeah, it looks
grill
like
it
a-
up.
I'm a vegetarian, so I don't really see it.
Like,
but
they were just too pale.
They were yes. really pale. It looked a little like, I don't know, not childish, but like strange.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It looked, yeah.
I did enjoy that everyone had pubic hair.
I love
me
that.
Too.
Yeah.
And
I like the
except yeah. for. Alduin.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
And it was like, you're so smooth. Yeah. And it was like, yeah, bitch, wake up.
That's the way I like
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Yes. All signs point to femme.
Yeah. yeah.
But
yeah.
as someone with darker nipples, it was hard to see myself.
yes. Yes. Yeah. Representation does matter, I yes. guess, is what Teo and I are sort
yes.
of saying.
Maybe this isn't an immigrant story.
Yeah. Like I just thought. Didn't relate to the nipples in this. That's kind of where I'm going with
I
that.
Didn't even mm. notice. That's my white privilege talking yeah, right
that's
now.
And that's privilege. I noticed those nipples and I was like, get out of here.
Damn. It's just another day in the
glaring
park.
White privilege.
As a redheaded woman, I noticed.
Redheaded woman. Yeah, so she meets him at like the cool top of this castle. They're having yeah. a little bit of wine. It's kind of cute because he keeps trying to like show off, but yes. then like what he's showing off isn't real, which yeah. is cute
and
too. He's
she's like,
oh, I fought a dragon. Well, it was kind of like a big dog, but big
I guess my, that's what my friend said anyway. That's my friend's story.
Yeah. And yeah. she's so rude to him.
Yeah.
Like in a good way.
Yeah,
just,
you
like,
see
a
bit of her mom
back.
Coming out.
Yeah. yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she's like aww. Her mom in many ways. That's mm. why I like this mother daughter story.
And they talk all day. There's a panel of like the sun going all the way down.
Yeah. Yes. Damn.
And then of course, yeah, they don't talk all day because they talk maybe half the day and then they make love
all
yes.
day.
The other half of the day.
Yes.
And this is just a nice, cute little sex scene.
Yeah.
Yeah, as nice and cute yes. as just
these
heaving,
very graphic yeah. heaving yeah. body parts.
Right. There's a lot of good communications,
yeah.
of like wants and needs.
I thought
stuff.
It was hot.
Yeah.
I thought it was fine. There was still like a level of like, let me teach you.
Yes, 100%.
Like,
oh, sure.
Just push yourself a little bit further,
100%.
Maybe. You know? It's like, Jesus, like, calm down.
Or any time where it's like, oh, the penis isn't all the way in.
Yeah.
Yet. I'm like, all right.
Yes.
We get
shut the fuck
it.
Up.
Yeah.
You're going to kill her.
Yeah.
She's a halfling.
This is true. This is where the perspective of like the different sizes are really, it's kind of
halfling bodies are like Escher paintings.
Yes.
It's like,
you can draw them however big you want.
Yeah.
All I know is Peter Jackson would not have allowed this on Lord of the Rings. Yeah. He would have been very strict about
okay,
size.
Okay, listen, how big is her vagina? We need to keep this consistent. Just give me a number and I'll keep it the same the whole way through.
Oh, it's also revealed that Marco works for Alduin is the main elf, kind of heading the caravan. Everybody works for him. And then Marco and Jean are his employees. So that's why they're there in town. And there's always this thing of like, oh, we might be leaving soon.
And
so that's another.
It's her mom keeping them there.
Yes. Yes.
Pretty much.
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
Ooh, so what a tangled web.
Alduin gives her more things to make, which we're never quite sure until we see them in action what it's going to be.
Yes. Love that part.
And then we could kind of get to that part. So she goes home. She gets in a little trouble with her mom. But still, there's like this. I love these mother-daughter scenes. They like won't. The mom is so nervous about like lashing out at her or showing her true like caring so much. Like, where have you been? What are you doing? She doesn't want to push her away. But Alfie kind of wants her to ask because she kind of wants to talk about sex and know, like, is this okay what I'm doing? And, like, by not talking, they're, like, driving themselves further away.
Even though they're doing such similar things.
Yeah, exactly.
It's beautiful.
It's very heartbreaking.
And Alfie even snaps at her mom in this scene because Vera well-intentionally says, like, you need to figure out what your future is so you don't have so few options. And then Alfie snaps, like, you.
Damn. Yes, this part literally did make me choke up. None of you?
No, Teo, I'm fucking strong.
Okay.
It was nice. It was a nice moment.
Yeah.
I was just shocked. I was like, I didn't expect to feel this while reading it.
A different kind of hot. Yeah.
I'm a different kind of hot.
The hotness moved from my ears.
Don't mention them.
Yes.
And Vera's like, I can't even just deal with this right now. I got to bring my next little project over to Alduin. So she brings it over, and it's this face mask that he wears.
Like a ball, like a gag.
Yeah. Yes. Full, like, leather gag bar. Yeah.
But it has, like, kind of a visor, too.
Yeah, it looks like,
you can honestly, see his eyes.
It looks like old people's sunglasses.
Yeah. like when you get your eyes dilated at the doctor's office.
It looked kind of Daft Punk. Yes. And I was just like, what's going
on? It was actually
Deadmau5. Yeah.
It was kind of one of those like old timey, like when someone like is gonna walk to the bottom of a lake in those like big like suits, those metal suits with like the hole in the middle for like sight.
Yes.
What are you talking about?
You know, like an old timey, like it's just someone's wearing like a fully metal bodysuit and they can like walk to the bottom of a lake.
Like
and,
in Scooby Doo, they always catch the person in that like weird getup.
I see.
Hose attached for air.
Like in Scooby Doo, everyone always has like a leather bite bar.
Yeah.
Just like fucking them down.
Once you said that, I'm like, I remember Shaggy.
Scooby Doo.
Yeah, I remember Scrappy too. Okay.
And then Scrappy. I believe this is the first time that Vera uses the dildo on Alduin. So she makes like the choice. She kind of has him lying down.
Yes.
That's hot.
This is hot. This is where that like that acid reflux diagram thing worked for me too. Because because he's lying on her lap.
Yes.
And you see that like she's pleasuring him and kind of doing this like sex work for him and his pleasure. But then she's like, wait a minute, I'm getting turned on because his dick is between her thighs.
Yes.
And we see this sort of cross-section diagram and she is getting very turned on by that.
Yes. Mm-hmm. There was one panel that was like confusing at first and I had to like think about like what angle am I looking at? And it's like looking from below her, but we see through her legs and see like the penis coming down.
Yeah. It was like a glass table.
It was a
glass bottom boating.
Glass bottom.
What?
Right?
Yes.
We talked about that.
I know we talked about it. I've already forgot what it is.
Okay, guys. Again, refresher. It is when you poop on a glass table and a person is underneath the glass table masturbating to it.
I'm so embarrassed because I did that and I was like, I want to call this something, but I just don't know what.
Yeah.
I know. It's on the tip of my tongue.
Jessica, our immigrant forefathers have the same issue.
My immigrant forefathers.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. So he jizzes all over her just at kind of like a little taste of it. And then she tells him to lick it
She's like, you got to clean this. Because they have a dom like sort of relationship.
Totally. Yes.
And she's like, clean this up. don't miss a spot.
Yeah. I loved how I feel like their dildo was glass.
It looked like glass, which seems
got to be careful.
Like, that seems scary.
No, that's a normal thing.
But like, it looked hollow.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I was like, because that's why I didn't quite know what it was the first time I looked at it.
It's scary.
Which
it's
like that's why I'm like, if it breaks.
Wine glass?
Yeah, because it didn't look solid. So that's why I was like,
although if anyone would like it, it's our boy Adewin.
Don't worry, my ass could never break this.
I'm so delicate.
My ass is also quite delicate.
I had an embarrassing moment during this scene because I was reading this at the same time. I was reading it with my girlfriend and we were like reading it on like computers separately, and we were at the same place. And then Vera comments like, "It tastes so bitter," and I was like, I was like, "Does cum taste bitter?" And she was like, "Yes, of course."
No way. And that was your first time hearing that?
I mean, I knew obviously it doesn't like taste great, but I don't know why I never thought like bitter as like the main.
I've never thought
first.
Bitter.
Okay, great.
What else tastes bitter? A lemon?
That's sour.
What does bitter taste like?
Bitter is like, coffee?
Like coffee? I like coffee.
Yeah, they're good bitters. This is a different kind of bitter.
Like, what's another bitter thing?
Bitters.
Sort of like like orange bitters on like some seltzer.
I don't know if I've ever tasted anything bitter.
Know chemically.
Grapefruit.
What? Oh,
grapefruit is bitter.
Or is that sour?
I think it makes you make a face like that, like, ooh. But I don't know if it actually tastes bitter.
Well, you know what
bitter.
Is interesting? I want to know what goes into the flavor, because I have been with women who are on estrogen, and their cum doesn't taste bitter. Mm. I feel like every like man I've interacted with, I've been like, yeah, not for me, just based on taste.
Yeah.
And then with like the presence of like estrogen in your body, like all chemicals change.
Interesting.
Yeah, I feel like, so I wonder what that is.
Yeah, I don't, bitter is not the first thing that would come to mind.
What's the first thing that would come to your mind?
Like, fucking ass.
Ass?
Yes, like, that would be a more accurate line in this, right?
Yeah.
That's salty, so sweet, funny. Sour, bitter ass.
Umami and ass.
The six and seven.
I feel like you could give me a blind taste test of like
the Coke Pepsi challenge.
And I would be like, male. Yeah. Not so binary, but
that'd be
incredible.
That's the new Pepsi challenge. Everybody at home, do the new Pepsi challenge.
Huge glass.
Hold hands across the world, then everybody
feminine, drink different cum
masculine.
And determine where on the spectrum it lies.
I just feel like I can taste toxic masculinity.
Yeah,
and when that isn't
maybe
that's absent from
that's
the body,
bitter.
I'm like, oh, delicious.
That's bitter.
That's bitter. Oh my god. Oh, yeah, so that's something I experienced.
That's so funny.
This interaction ends. She has one more thing to make before they kind of hit the road. Marco and Alfie keep their relationship going, although they're not quite sure where it's going to go because they might leave as well. And they have, like, a little montage of just, like, doing it all over town and having a blast.
Yes, and there's, like, a montage of, like, where Alfie's, like, doing her day-to-day, like, just, like, shopping or buying stuff or whatever, and it seems like she's like thinking about this.
Yeah,
stuff.
Yes, she is.
Yes.
I did love that. They even do that in the very first chapter after she watches her friend Melly and the other guy. It's kind of like dark all around her, and she's just like daydreaming about these like hands coming and like grabbing her tail. And then there's like more hands and more hands. Like she's fantasizing about this orgy that's happening.
That feels very real.
Yeah.
You're just like in the middle of like literally shopping with your mom for like a holiday, a very like chaste, humble holiday. And then you're like, oh yeah, someone grabbing me.
My ass.
Which, very real.
Yeah, when you first meet somebody, that's you just think about them like all the time.
Yeah.
I loved that. We find out that there's a festival about to happen in town that everyone's kind of getting
Kupala.
Ready for.
And the non-halflings are not invited to this, I think.
Yeah.
They're having their own thing.
Yeah.
Which is so like, oh yeah, we'll have our own holiday.
Yeah.
We took the Christ out of Kapala.
They do tell them you have to be like 5 feet or over in order to come to ours.
Oh my God, that's so
cool.
Funny.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Immigrant story.
Like a roller coaster.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like a roller coaster or an immigrant story. One of the two.
And so then Alfie and her mother still have this like tension between them. They're still unable to talk about what's going on, what's happening in their lives. Even Derek's kind of reaching out like, hey, is everything okay? You don't seem like yourself. And Vera just won't speak to him.
Yeah, they get in that little fight where we see the flashback.
That maybe he is like closeted at the moment.
Mm-hmm. This is when Mrs. people are just gossiping.
Yes, about Vera.
Pretty
harsh gossip.
Very harsh gossip. And Vera's about to like hit him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then Derek like holds her back and it's like, oh, this is like a nice moment in this relationship.
Mm-hmm. I love when my partners hold me back from really beating the shit out of someone.
This felt real too because he was like, people talk all the time and it never gets to you like this, which is so like cheater's brain where you're like, why would you think I would hang out with that person? They're like, wow, you're overreacting, which makes me think like something is going on.
Right. Yeah.
Damn.
We also get a little glimpse of, we only read the first five chapters, so we're not quite sure what comes of her, but Lydia.
Woman of color.
The hot chick with armpit hair.
Do we see her nipples?
No,
she's in like a tank top, but she's like just chilling.
And I appreciated seeing armpit hair. There is something, you know, okay, I'm, you have so many female characters, and then the first person is a woman. There's something going on there that I don't like. But it's fine.
You didn't like her.
No, I liked her.
But why does she have to be the one with armpit hair?
And there's absolutely nothing wrong with body hair, but that is a thing. And like women of color, it's like, oh yeah, of course you can see all my body hair because it's black. You have blonde body hair, you can go fuck itself.
And it's also like, of course she's like tough.
Right? She's a tough woman. Like she doesn't get the same delicate treatment and there's absolutely nothing wrong with her being more mask or whatever. That's wonderful. And I very much like what I see of Lydia. Mm-hmm. But there's deep things going on.
There's kind of like Amazon treatment.
Yes.
Of like, you know,
yes.
I didn't even think of that. Yeah.
Hey,
it's my privilege.
I'm getting
in check today.
I'm just a redheaded woman living in the world. but yeah, we see her kind of giving like a little armpit noogie to Marco. And then Alfie and Marco go have sex and Gene is listening and being like, yeah, my dude,
Gene sucks. I hope he dies.
I truly hope he dies in the funniest way.
Do you think people die in this world?
I don't know.
I hope so.
How would you like Gene to die?
Ooh, falling off one of those big giant clock towers or towers and into like a spike.
Dick perfectly falls into a spike.
Yeah. Dick first.
Urethra, right. Through the spike.
Good God. Like sounding?
Yeah. What?
It's like where you put like a thing in your dick hole.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Just like it's called sounding.
It sounds really painful.
Yeah.
I want him to trip and fall and get a cut really embarrassingly, and then the cut gets infected and he dies.
So slow.
So something embarrassing.
How he might die in a world like this where there's no modern medicine.
Yeah.
I wanted his dick to like fall into like a honey beehive or something.
Yeah.
like Pooh Bears around the forest. Yeah. Like he just has a t-shirt and no pants on.
Oh my God.
And then it's erect and it just goes boing, boing, boing.
I want it to get like caught in a fan or something.
Ew! There's no fans in this world.
Sorry.
I mean, if we're playing this game,
maybe a wheel.
Human powered fan.
Maybe it's a wheel. It gets caught in a wheel.
Oh, like a wagon.
Yeah,
wheel.
A wagon wheel. Wow. So he's like getting his condoms from the local wagon, and his dick is out, and then the wagon's like, all right, see you later, Gene. And then as it's going away, his dick gets wrapped around the spoke. He's like, whoa, 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 whoa.
And it just keeps going.
Yeah. For like miles. And the guy's got whatever the equivalent of headphones is.
He's got Beats on.
Yeah, he's got Beats.
He's got wireless Beats.
So he can't hear.
I'm going all the way across the continent.
To the Oregon Trail.
Yeah, it's like a Mr. Bean type way to die.
Oh, my God.
Fuck Gene.
Anyway, yeah, fuck Gene.
How does this chapter end? Vera brings I always forget his name even as we're talking about it. Alduin, his one last gift, it's a corset. And then we see him in corset and high heels. And this is when he kind of has this moment of like, I do whatever the fuck I want. I don't give any shit.
There's a great line in here that's Vera saying, like thinking about Alduin, must be nice being rich and crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. That's so funny.
That is very true.
Yeah. But also, I'm kind of like, in this time, it probably took a certain amount of affluence to like express your gender in this way.
Totally.
You know what I mean?
Good
like,
point.
It's like, oh, must be nice to be rich and crazy. It's like, this is like a normal person.
Yeah.
Like, it's your like your crazy blinders that think all this is insane.
Yeah. Something else I liked that Alduin said, I didn't like it, but I also just wrote it down. He says, Vera is a tiny old woman who always looks like she just smelled goat shit.
Wow, sweet nothing.
That's why she reminds me of my mom.
My mom!
Wait, sorry.
No, that's what your mom says to your dad. Sorry, Allie, what were you going to say?
Wait, this is the chapter where she fantasizes about her friend during sex, right? She
Alfie,
fully dissociates.
So this is a weird double date where Alfie and Marco go on kind of a double date with Melly and Jean. And Jean and Melly are like, we're going to show you how it's done. And they start literally fucking in front of Alfie and Marco. And then Alfie is like, oh, no. And she like, he's getting really turned on, but she grabs Marco and is like, I can't do it in front of them.
Yeah.
And so then they start to have sex in the woods and she fantasizes about Melly, which I loved. Yeah. I think that is so real.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What would you do if your friends just started doing it in front of you?
Am I also... So if I was Alfie?
If you were Alfie, yeah. It doesn't have to be real life.
This feels like a Grant everyday occurrence.
Yeah.
Grant is the Melly of this story.
Grant is the Melly of this story.
Oh my God, how beautiful.
How beautiful.
That's so nice.
Grant is a minority, I would say. Yeah, right?
Yeah, Irish.
Yeah.
Irish. Yeah. This scene, so we're kind of cutting back between Alfie and Marco fucking, which I liked in this like scene where she's fantasizing about Melly, and Vera and Alduin. The shot that stood out to me so much, or the picture, was they were looking in the mirror and Alduin came all over the mirror. Yes. So they see their reflection through the translucence of cum on a mirror.
Yes. Which is beautifully drawn.
Yeah.
I'd say. Like,
yeah.
It's like, that's like a technically like hard thing to draw.
You know the reflection song in Mulan?
She's like wiping away parts
Yeah, and it's like getting foggier because it's so thick and
just
viscous.
Spreading.
Yeah, just yeah like, there's no way that's coming off easy because they don't have Windex or anything.
No. Oh, Gugan.
That near.
You need Gugan.
Gugan.
I'm really learning so much.
I don't know what Gugan is. This sounds like a dirty word for cum.
No, Gugan is what you use when, like, if you have, like, a sticker on this table and you take it off and there's, like, goo here.
It's, like, for really intense sticky messes.
Oh, it's goo gone.
Yeah.
Get the goo gone. Okay, got it.
Yeah. It's goo gone.
You could also just use wrapping alcohol.
It's goo gone.
This episode sponsored by Goo Gone.
I have so much goo all over my house. I need it gone.
Oh my God, that jizz scene. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, the jizz, the traveling of the jizz in these
sisterhood
is
of
crazy.
The traveling.
Just kind of
sisterhood
like,
of
oh,
the
now
traveling jizz. Wow, my jizz fits my friend, and it fits my other friend, and it fits Blake Lively.
So both of them end their sex scenes. Mm-hmm. Vera is feeling like, this is just me. This is who I am. I've never felt this alive and good. And I've been like holding this back and repressing this all this time. Then they go into the town, kind of everyone's getting ready for the festival, but it's discovered that there's a pervert amongst everyone. Everyone in the streets is shouting, pervert, pervert.
Ignatius
and
Barnes.
All the parties that we've been talking about are nervous that they're talking about them.
Yes.
Since this is not allowed. But we open up the caravan curtains and see that it's a human woman with a halfling man.
Yes.
Getting it from behind.
And this part confused me because they opened the curtains and it was a panel where he was the halfling was having sex with a human woman.
Yes.
So did they catch him in the act?
I think that that was like a retelling. Yeah. That's what I thought.
Oh, I
because
see.
I don't think, I think that's great. Okay, everyone, we put up a curtain. Be quiet, Bob. We want to really catch him.
I was like, did they make a statue of this moment?
They have excellent carpenters, yeah.
This is the worst thing our town has ever seen. We made a statue of it so it doesn't happen again.
Which kind of is like how this is working. It's like a big public shame. Here's something we never want to think about. Everyone gather as we all discuss it.
Yeah, totally. Not to go back too far, but when, so Anduin, Vera and Alfie are having sex supposedly at the same time. Mm-hmm. I was like, I wonder if I've ever had sex at the same time my mom has.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Do you think
really
it's like twins? You'd be able
mom.
To like set.
You just, you'll never know, you know?
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
just, it's like we're looking at the same moon.
It made me. You're getting fucked under the same moon.
That is beautiful.
As your mom.
Wow. Oh, you know
but
what else?
Like, that's poetic.
You know what else we didn't talk about? Anytime they were horny, their eyes would go into these like little spirals of like, yes. Whoa.
That's like classic.
You know,
it's
like horny time. Yeah.
It's like in what's that game? The one where you get like an apple and you exchange it for like a fish.
Like Animal Crossing?
Yeah. Animal Crossing when she like what is she? She'll like see a fruit tart and she'll be like, oh.
She's horny for that fruit tart.
Yeah, you get it.
I get it.
So they catch these people in town and the man is put into the stocks.
Yes,
and they're like,
Ignatius.
We have our festival tomorrow, so we can't leave him in there for 3 days like we normally would. So everyone can just throw tomatoes at him today and then everything will be good.
They literally, the way they phrase it though is like, everyone, you may throw things at the offender. They don't even specify what. You
they
just
do say,
throw
nothing sharp. Come on, we're nice.
Yes. Yeah. And then his defense is, you have not lived if you haven't tasted the sweetness that is, I left the S out and that is crucial, the sweetness that is a human woman.
Yes.
And then someone, they're like talking about it. Someone goes, ass the size of the moon, which I love.
This is truly one of the funniest scenes I've ever seen. I don't think I will ever write anything funnier than this. Of a halfling being like, like a Shylock from Shakespeare moment of like, do I not breathe? Don't we all want a giant human woman? Breasts so large you can't even lift them.
Ass the size of the moon.
Would you not do the same?
Would you not do this? Worst you in my position betwixt two ass cheeks?
Yeah. Really, nothing.
Taya, this is your new audition monologue.
Yes!
Oh my God, you're right.
Are you doing something dramatic or comedic? Sexy.
Imagine I am a halfling.
Yes. So there is this big, like, you know, isn't love kind of like sort of moment, which is nice.
Yeah, less you who have never loved a giant human woman.
A giant, sweet, wet human woman.
And that's the end of chapter 5.
That's
the end of what we read. So the saga continues. You can go check it at buttsmitty.com.
Yeah.
That was crazy. Yeah. I was like, what are you sending me, buttsmitty?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
What did we think, guys? We have a rating scale here. One is dry as a desert.
Mm.
And 5 is slide off your chair.
Honestly, I got a couple 5 moments in.
Baby!
I thought it was hot.
Yes, baby. Okay. Yes.
Okay. I'm going to go with 4.5 with definitely like a valve. It was always like dipping. It was like if it was a line graph, it'd be like going up and down between 4 and 5.
Ooh, the curves on Alduin's body.
Yeah, the curve of his line.
I gotta say, there were some moments that were total like 4.5s and 5s.
Damn.
There were some scenes that were like straight up porn that I was kind of like, flip, like that I wasn't super into.
Yeah.
But yeah, I would say like probably overall like a 4 or 4.5.
Mm-hmm. I think I would say the same.
Yeah.
If you are going to now listen to this and then maybe go check it out, give yourself a little you time. Have like a nice little space by yourself
maybe
or with
a glass
your lover.
Of wine.
Have a glass of wine.
Have a cigarette.
Yeah. Don't have it when, Mike Trapp and Katie are standing right behind you at their desk trying to work.
Yeah.
I mean, I was screaming at work. There was one. There's just one panel that stays in my mind. It was
the
butthole.
Yeah. It's that perfectly
was so
round,
big gaping. And round. You could see inside
it. You can't see this, but we're looking at camera lenses. It was truly like looking down the barrel of a
like
lens.
It was like a Coke can.
Yes.
It was like a Coke can. Coke Pepsi challenge. Do it. Taste jizz of your friends and loved ones. See whose is better.
And I screamed audibly in the office, and then Mike Jeff was like, is everything okay? Yes. I was like, yeah, I gotta go home.
It's like the James Bond intro where you look down the barrel of a gun.
And it's James Bond inside this woman's asshole. Going like dun 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 dun.
But I mean, I was also just so into the story. I thought it's just very well made. And it's very beautiful. I aesthetically still think I do not like the bodies of the people. It's just not, I don't like the chicken cutlets. But I give it a 4.
For sure.
Yeah.
For being, it was started in 2010. I'm like, this is really problematic. But I'm like, it's 2010. I wonder what they would write if they wrote it now.
Nobody had brains.
And they are still writing.
No one had brains. No one knew right from wrong or humanity.
And I felt like they were trying to get to points that were not problematic.
Yes, especially since we're only like part of the way through.
Yeah, true.
So I think Alduin's character is sort of a beacon of like, okay, that would be a character that makes you feel safe going in reading this a little bit. That like, oh, this person doesn't think these things. They're trying to reverse these things.
And I give it like the allowance that I give like Game of Thrones of like, we're talking about a medieval society where, probably if you were found to be gay, they would slice your throat and make you into a table.
Unless you're very rich.
And crazy.
Crazy rich Alduin.
Yes.
I would
support Alduin Theater and artwork.
Watch it twice.
I'm Alduin American. South Alduin counts.
Oh my God. Well, speaking of representation, the next book that we have lined up, I am so excited. As some of you may know from our accents, from our talks of hoagies, our hometowns, Reika and I are Philly gals, and we came across a real beauty. The next book will be The Gritty of Brotherly Love, a Philly fan fiction.
Fan spelled P-H-A-N.
Yes, and fiction.
P-H.
As we spell things in Philadelphia, we have no F's.
Pretty hot in Philly.
Yeah.
This was by Matt Kerstetter, who happened to be a friend of Brennan's when I brought it up. He has our blessing to read it. He's very excited. Wow. If you type that in, it's not on Amazon. Just type in The Gritty of Brotherly Love, a Philly fan fiction. And it'll come up. That's what we're reading. A love story between Gritty and the Philly fanatic.
I am so beyond excited for this. If you don't know what either of those mascots look like, our producer's doing it. The Philly fanatic is a big green anteater from the Galapagos Islands that moves like this.
He's the most sensual of any sport.
Of any mascot.
He's got hips, I mean,
for days.
Yes.
Is that canon, the Galapagos Islands? Or
yes, Teo.
What?
Yeah,
educate.
He's not from Philly.
Teo, he's an immigrant.
The Philly anteater.
Become the number one mascot.
He's a big green anteater that loves to jiggle, and it's the immigrant story. You know, I see my dad in the Philly fanatic.
Yes. I see my mom.
Yeah,
I see my dad in him, and then my cracked out uncle in Gritty. So I just can't wait. So that's what we're reading. Thank you so much for watching this.
Thank you.
Hanging out with us in the Discord. We absolutely love you. We love our guests. Thank you so much for being
here. And for your expertise. Definitely. We couldn't have done it without you.
Have a sexy week. Goodbye.
Google on.
This has been a Dropout podcast. For video of today's show, plus more exclusive series, go to dropout.tv.